Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every Bible student knows that the church is often compared to the human body. Paul told the Corinthians, "For the body is not one member, but many. But now are there many members, but one body." 1 Corinthians 12:14-20. If you are a Christian, you are a member of the body of Jesus Christ, the church of the living God. As a member of the Lord's body, you have certain functions and responsibilities. God demands that every member of the church use his time and talent to spread the borders of the Lord's church. Not only that, he wants every member to have understanding and compassion toward all other members. And whether one member suffer, all members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. 1 Corinthians 12:26-27. If the church is the body of Christ, as the New Testament so plainly teaches, who or what is the head of the church? Is some powerful religious leader the head of the church? Does the church of the New Testament have earthly headquarters, such as Brooklyn, New York, or Salt Lake City, Utah, where decisions are made and handed down as if from on high? You know the answer to that question, if you are a diligent student of the Word. The church of our Lord has no earthly headquarters. It has only one head, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Anyone else who pretends to be the head of the church is a usurper and a fraud. If you have any doubts about these statements, please listen carefully to the Apostle Paul. In his letter about the church to the body of Christ at Ephesus, Paul speaks of God's having raised Jesus from the dead and having set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Ephesians 1:20-23. In this brief excerpt, Paul tells what the church is, the body of Christ, and who the head of the church is, our Lord Jesus Christ. Is there any possibility of misunderstanding these simple truths? What does Christ being the head of the church mean? Is he merely the source, as some of the so-called Christian feminists insist? Christ is the source of all the church's blessings and of all its opportunities, but he is much more. As your physical head directs your body, so Jesus Christ, as the head of the church, directs his spiritual body. The Apostle Matthew makes that truth too plain for anyone to miss. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, "All power, or authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the age." Matthew 28:18-20. As the head of the church, Jesus Christ has made the rules and regulations by which his church and individual members must operate. He is the one who dictates what he expects of us. Jesus told Peter and the rest of the apostles, "I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Matthew 16:19. That means, dear friends, doing all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians 3:17. Now, friends, we must depend on Christ's instructions if we want to have his approval. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless and keep you.